Hi, I'm Brian from Olathe, Kansas, and you're listening to WGXC Akron 90.7 FM.
WGXC underwriting support is provided by Art Omai, a sculpture and architecture park and international residency center in Ghent, New York. Open daily from dusk until dawn. Art Omai presents the work of contemporary artists and architects across 120 acres of field and forest. Information at artomai.org.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of the Bridge Street Theater in Catskill, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You, too, can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
The police shooting of Jacob Blake. I'm Amy Goodman, host of Democracy Now! With Dennis Moynihan and our weekly Breaking the Sound Barrier podcast. Last Sunday in Kenosha, Wisconsin, Rustin Chesky, a white police officer, fired 7 shots at point-blank range into the back of 29-year-old African-American father Jacob Blake as Blake leaned into his car. Inside the car were Blake's 3 sons, aged 3, 5, and 8. While Blake miraculously survived, a viral video of the shooting, reminiscent of the video of George Floyd's police killing in Minneapolis last May, sparked an uprising in Kenosha against racism and police brutality. Police unleashed tear gas, pepper spray, and rubber bullets to suppress the growing Black Lives Matter protests. A militia group dubbed the Kenosha Guard used Facebook to circulate a call to, quote, any patriots willing to take up arms and defend our city tonight from evil thugs, unquote, to gather on Tuesday. It went on, take up arms and let's defend our city. Scores of armed white vigilantes did arrive. One of them allegedly shot and killed 2 of the anti-racist protesters, seriously wounding a 3rd. The video of Jacob Blake's shooting did not come from a police body camera, but from a bystander's cell phone. Civil rights attorney Benjamin Crump, who's representing Jacob Blake, tweeted, Kenosha City Council passed an ordinance in 2017 requiring all officers wear body cams, but they never bought them. They're in the budget in 2022, but if it weren't for a neighbor's video, the police shooting of Jacob Blake would have vanished and no officers would be held accountable, he said. This is not the first controversial police shooting in Kenosha. On November 9, 2004, Kenosha police stopped Michael Bell, a white 21-year-old man, in his car in front of his parents' home. Bell dashed up the driveway and was grabbed from behind by 2 officers who pinned him against a parked car. Another officer pulled his weapon, placed it against Bell's head, and pulled the trigger, killing him. The Kenosha Police Department conducted its own review of the incident, completely exonerating the officers. Bell's father, Michael Bell Sr., commissioned an independent inquiry that found the police account suggested a cover-up. The Bells launched a campaign that succeeded in 2014, making Wisconsin the first state to require outside investigators conduct investigations into police shootings. That's where the Jacob Blake investigation is now, under the supervision of the Wisconsin Department of Justice. The Kenosha police chief, while admitting he knows little about the investigation, did take the time during a Wednesday news conference to blame the murdered protesters for being out after the city imposed curfew. Online videos from Tuesday night implicate 17-year-old Kyle Rittenhouse as the killer of the 2 protesters. He's been arrested and charged with first-degree intentional homicide. Wisconsin State Representative David Bowen, speaking on the Democracy Now! NewsHour, said of the militia members who descended on Kenosha,
it's very clear that they were on a hunting spree. This was not the defense of property.
Kyle Rittenhouse, the accused shooter's social media accounts, now deactivated, show an obsession with law enforcement and guns from a young age and strong support for Donald Trump. He posted a TikTok video from the front row of one of Trump's last pre-pandemic rallies at Drake University in Iowa last January.
We will have law and order on the streets of this country.
That's Vice President Mike Pence Wednesday at the Republican National Convention as he accepted his renomination.
The hard truth is, you won't be safe in Joe Biden's America.
Vice President Pence invoked recent protests, but didn't mention the underlying systemic racism and police killings that have provoked these historic demonstrations, and ignored the role of the right-wing militia in the Kenosha murders. When mentioning the murder of Federal Protective Services officer David Patrick Underwood during protests in Oakland, California, Pence conveniently left out the fact that Underwood's killers were associated with the armed right-wing Boogaloo movement, who were using the Black Lives Matter protests as cover for their crimes. Jacob Blake remains hospitalized in Milwaukee, reportedly conscious but paralyzed from the waist down, his prognosis uncertain. Blake hails from Evanston, Illinois, where his grandfather, also named Jacob Blake, was pastor of the Ebenezer African Methodist Episcopal Church and was active in Martin Luther King Jr.'s campaign to desegregate housing in Greater Chicago, redoubling his efforts after King's assassination.
The arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends toward justice.
Yes, sir.
Those the words of Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Protesters are demanding that Kenosha police officer Rustin Chesky be charged in Blake's shooting. Peaceful protests continue, now joined by professional athletes. Pro sports ground to a halt Wednesday, led by the NBA's Milwaukee Bucks, widening to include most of the NBA, the women's WNBA, several Major League Baseball teams, pro soccer, and even tennis. Just as Aaron Huber and JoJo Rosenbaum were doing when they were murdered in Kenosha Tuesday, these athletes and thousands from Kenosha and beyond are demanding justice for Jacob Blake, police accountability, and an end to systemic racism. I'm Amy Goodman with Dennis Moynihan.
You are listening to Transmission Arts Programming, WGXC, 90.7 FM. Grabbable, handleable. Listener-supported radio for Greene and Columbia counties.
Welcome to the Clubhouse Radio, live from the Catskill Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM, WGXC, broadcasting Acre, Catskill, Hudson. That was Another Brick in the Wall by Pink Floyd. We're here in front of our studio audience preparing to bring you our... We ended Black Lives Matter, but now it is back to school slash online learning and Rap Radar segments. Stay tuned for great music, discussion, and more. We will kick off our show after the local news and weather.
From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Daily News. I'm Philip Grant. Masara Makati reports for the Times Union that Bethlehem Town Supervisor David Van Lubin used an expletive to describe a local activist at a meeting August 26. Xavier Cruz, 20, a University at Albany student who Van Lauren referred to by a vulgar name, said, and I quote, what this was is a continuation of a pattern of blatant disrespect with our group and me personally, end quote. He publicly apologized later in the meeting. Van Lubin told the Times Union on Thursday, and I quote, I was terribly inappropriate. I'm deeply disappointed in myself for letting my thoughts out like that, regardless of whether my microphone was on or not, end quote. The meeting was held on Zoom, which has been a host of many local inappropriate comments recently. Also on August 26, an online meeting of Geyser Road Elementary School in Saratoga Springs was disrupted with pornographic and Nazi images. Maura Manny, spokeswoman for the district, told the Times Union it was, and I quote, an unfortunate incident where an outsider gained access into the Zoom meeting and shared inappropriate content, end quote. Recently, a Catskill Board of Education meeting was disrupted by a single person using racial epithets. And at a Village of Catskill meeting, someone cursed while a member of the public spoke, and only board members were not muted. Aaliyah Schneider is reporting for Columbia Green Media. A Hudson couple in the hospitality business is calling it quits and cashing out. Russell Gibson and Duncan Calhoun have listed three properties: the Barlow Hotel on Warren Street for $2.2 million, the Crop House Bed and Breakfast on Willard Place for almost $1.1 million, as well as their home that once housed professional offices and apartments, now has 16 bedrooms and 27 bathrooms. Crop House B&B has 5 bedrooms, according to an email Gibson sent to the paper. The Barlow is not closing. Gibson wrote, and I quote, "The building is for sale. Beyond that, we have no further comment," end quote. In a post to the Hudson Area Community Board page on Facebook, Gibson addressed criticism of the alleged Warren Street elites. He wrote, and I quote, "Some think we are rolling in money. Today, we are struggling to keep our businesses open. High rents, high taxes, including the school tax, which we pay even though we have no kids in school, and, worst of all, no customers. Loans from the government helped, but that have to be repaid. How?" End quote. All three buildings owned by the pair are historic 19th and early 20th century structures. The Barlow underwent a complete renovation in 2013, and the hotel was one of 6 Crystal Apple Award finalists in 2014 in recognition of its contributions to the city. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Nick Reisman is reporting for State of Politics. State lawmakers August 27th called for the spending of $69 million in federal child care funding that was part of the CARES Act. $10 million of the allocation would go toward an essential worker scholarship program and is yet to be used. The stimulus measure initially awarded New York $162 million for child care programs. Distribution of the funds is being sought as schools statewide is set to begin and many workers are trying to head back to the office or as teachers are heading back to the classroom. Assemblymember Monica Wallace, a Democrat from Western New York, said, and I quote, "We need New York to release the remaining child care funding from the CARES Act so that parents can return to work knowing their children are being cared for," end quote. Wallace's fellow Democrat, Assemblymember D.D. Barrett of Hudson, also called for the money to be allocated now as child care providers have also struggled during the pandemic. Barrett said, and I quote, "Affordable, high-quality child care is critical for our state's recovery, and I'll continue doing everything I can to make that a reality for more New Yorkers," end quote. Read the full story at NewYorkStateOfPolitics.com. Amanda Fries is reporting for the Times Union. On August 27th, labor unions representing teachers in New York called on the state health department to require the wearing of face masks indoors throughout the school day. The New York State United Teachers, as well as the American Federation of Teachers, along with local educators and others, sent a letter to Health Commissioner Howard Zucker, citing ongoing concerns with schools' reopening plans and mask policies in some school districts. The letter stated, and I quote, "In reviewing individual reopening plans with educators in the field, it's clear that numerous plans do not go far enough in their mask mandates to ensure the safety of students and educators," end quote. NYSET has called for school reopening plans to focus on the health and safety of staff and students and for school districts to begin the school year with remote learning if reopening plans cause health officials concern. The teachers' union is also advocating for a statewide policy to close school buildings for 14 days if there is a COVID-19 case. The union is also calling for school districts to provide clear protocols on testing, contact tracing, and quarantining. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXE Daily News. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Hello and welcome to the better weather for Friday, August 28th. Mid-60s start us off today. Dew point is the same, so the air is a bit humid early on. Temperatures rise to 80 around 3 p.m. Even though the temperature gets up there, the moderate cloud cover should make it a relatively comfortable day. After dark, rain enters the area. Picks up after midnight. At dawn, the low of 64 kicks off stronger rain through the day tomorrow, bringing some afternoon thunderstorms and a high of 80 at 3 p.m. As long as our prevailing jet stream holds out and sends Laura out to sea, Sunday will be nice. Highs will be in the mid-70s and it will be dry. But if you have plans, keep an eye on conditions. They can change. The next high tides will be at 11:50 p.m. and tomorrow at 12:19 a.m. The next low tides will be at 6:11 a.m. and at 6:21 p.m. Water temperature will be 78 degrees. That number right there, in my opinion, is your indicator of summer starting to slip away. Whether you play in the water or not, enjoy it while you can. Sunset today will be at 7:14 p.m. and sunrise tomorrow will be at 6:16 a.m. Looking way up, we see the solar system has one less comet. Yesterday, the Solar and Heliospheric Observatory watched a comet plunge into the sun and disappear. Fierce solar heating completely destroyed this icy visitor from the outer solar system. Solar wind speed is currently 411.6 kilometers per second at 4.8 protons per milliliter. The 24-hour predicted KP index is 3. Quiet. There have been 7 days since the last sunspot. And this has been the better weather, brought to you by the Catskill Maker Syndicate.
WGXE underwriting support is provided by Hilo Catskill, cafe, bar, art gallery, and performance space located at 365 Main Street, Catskill, New York. Wavefarm's WGXE is pleased to broadcast live from Hilo every Tuesday morning starting at 9 a.m. In addition, Hilo live events are streamed and broadcast in conjunction with the Wavefarm Radio Transmit Partner Program.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Melissa Alftermar and Tony Stone of Hudson, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
Okay, clubhouse, it's the fun house, it's the best house, bit of a mess house or stress house. We joke around or can be serious, so come here being versus or delirious. We don't make fun of, we don't bully, don't pull on the back of nobody hoodie, except everybody the way they are, just facts, cause every time we sign in we make a pact. Cause it's the clubhouse, it's the fun house, it's the best house, bit of a mess house, more stressed house. We follow the rules, community guidelines too, so nobody here acting a fool. We got radio, we got tracks, then we hit the art room and relax. Now we about to hit a throwback. Don't hog that remote, Bubba. You better give me the remote. Give me the remote, Bubba. Cause it's the clubhouse, it's the fun house, it's the best house.
You were just listening to an original Clubhouse theme song made in our Tracks music program. Welcome back to Clubhouse Radio. I am DJ Platinum. I am here with...
Hi, I'm Lindsay.
And we will be touching up on returning back to school in the COVID era with the options of going hybrid or online learning, to go back or not to go back, so on and so forth, and how it will affect students and staff. We would elaborate on it all. So,
So yeah, like with that being said, like looking back, Devin, like how was it finishing out like the school year, you know, with COVID happening? Because you guys started in school, everything was normal, and then, you know, COVID hit. So how did that affect you? What is it like then and now?
Not only for me, but for my fellow students and other students, you know, they had a hard time adjusting because we went from an environment from like sitting inside of a building 7 hours a day, asking questions whenever we like felt like we needed to ask a question, with staff help, and then just being transitioned to a state where you're being sent home with all this work. I remember somewhere in March, it was the last day of school. We thought it was only going to last a week or so, but, you know, that obviously stretched out. They sent kids home with this, like, crap ton of work. We're like, okay. And they're kind of just like, do it and have it done by certain dates. And, you know, ask questions if you need it, like, email us. But, you know, to answer emails from, like, 100, 200 different students, that's kind of unrealistic.
Right.
So, a lot of students, including me, were waiting for answers for like a week, and it was just like hard. Like, you kind of felt like a lot of students gave up. I know a lot of my classmates that I talked to were like, oh, my grades are so bad, I'm not even gonna bother to do online learning. And there was a point I gave up too, but I ended up getting back onto it. Yeah, it was really difficult, so I'm kind of concerned how it would be. Like, it was like bad enough, it was like horrible for those few months. So a whole school year like that, it's kind of
So like, in your opinion, like, would you consider people like slipping through the cracks because of this new system? Do you think it'll be like worse now almost?
Well, students were slipping through the cracks enough as it was when school was happening. Whether it be slacking off a little bit, like I was slacking off a tiny bit. You know, when you miss an assignment, it kind of builds up. You're focused on that assignment while more assignments are being given. And it just builds up and you're digging yourself in that hole, which is what I did towards the end of the year. So it definitely will get worse, in my opinion. I think it will. Because a lot of the students in my grade, not to call them out like this, but they aren't the most resourceful when it comes to stuff like that. So they kind of need someone on them, like a teacher, like when they're in class. Like, not everyone has that at home. Not everyone has a parent who...
It's like the accountability almost.
Yeah, the accountability, exactly. So that's kind of concerning.
And then, like, you know, I kind of heard a rumor, like, I wasn't sure completely, but, you know, CPS is now getting involved if students are not, like, completing their assignments.
Assignment, if they're not completing their assignments, if they're not coming to classes, if they're not on time. Because a thing when we were actually in school, if you missed a certain amount of days, you were late too many times, CPS got involved. And that's now being applied to online school, which isn't fair because there are plenty of circumstances that will affect whether you're able to be there or not and how late you are or not. And I feel like that's kind of being used as a scare tactic to control students. Like, that's not fair. It's ridiculous. It's like, it doesn't make sense to me.
Exactly. Like, if a student doesn't have Wi-Fi or, you know, that there's all different kinds of aspects. Like, if their power goes out, something happens, laptop breaks, like, how are they supposed to log on that day? And it's something that is out of their control. And not everybody has these resources, you know, so... That's definitely, like, that's definitely difficult.
In summer school, because students didn't have those resources, and those circumstances, you know, the power going out and stuff like that. A lot of the students were removed from the summer school and they have to repeat classes again or fail the grade. And I think that's really unfair. And they need, the school needs to be more considerate about that. Really, they need to be, especially because this is so new. Like, no one has done summer school online before at our school, from my knowledge. So that's, like, really unfair.
So with that being said, like, what do you think your decision for this year will be? Do you, are you considering going hybrid, staying online? Try to, like, you know, like, elaborate on what your decision will be.
I was thinking about going hybrid just so I can get that social interaction again. But I feel like it would be too confusing for me to be in school for 2 days and then go to online 3 days. It would just be too much to focus on, and I'd just be so confused.
That makes sense.
I've also heard that from a lot of students. So I'm going to be going online. I am concerned that I might fall behind Anything could happen, so mm-hmm. I'm just concerned about that. Like, in school, I don't have to have a worry about my power going out and, like, being, like, I have to be held accountable for it. I get punished for it or whatever.
Exactly.
If you're home, if that stuff happens, you know, stuff happens. Your phone breaks, you're going to be held accountable for that, and mm-hmm. they're going to be punished for it, and that's, like, totally unfair. So that's what I'm worried about.
Yeah.
But I kind of have to be online because I don't want to have to deal with that confusion of hybrid and... It's just too much.
The back and forth and the inconsistency.
That's too much,
yeah, definitely. That definitely makes sense. So, you know, is there any thoughts that come to mind about how to, you know, better this system? Like maybe getting with your fellow students, like coming up with something in the community to study together. Like, mm-hmm. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, one, I feel like the community, like the libraries, can open up back up for like probably a few hours a day for mm-hmm. students who need those resources. Or even for, like, study groups, and, like, they can get tutors involved. Because
mm-hmm.
a lot of students are going to need tutors for this because, in my opinion,
mm-hmm.
because, you know, you don't have that teacher help. Because when I was in school, we're actually in school, a lot of questions are being asked back and forth. So imagine how it's going to be when you're at home and you don't have anyone to ask the question to. Like,
right.
So those tutors would be very helpful. Or even being with other students in those spaces who know the subject and can help you.
Mm-hmm.
Like small study groups, even like coffee shops open in spaces in front or something.
Yeah.
That would be very, very good and enjoyable. Kids can like go outside because they don't want to be cooped up in the house all day.
Exactly.
So they can be in front of those spaces studying or even just like talking with their peers that they can't do because, you know, they're not allowed into schools or whatever if they're doing online.
Mm-hmm. Being able to like relate to each other almost,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
You know, because school is definitely stressful. Like, for me, actually, I'm in college, and while I've never had the in-college experience because this is my first year going, I'm all online, too, and I swear, like, my professor, like, pretty much ghosted us for, like, a whole week. He was away on vacation, which was fine, but we got these assignments, and like you said, like, I'm emailing to try to get answers or help, and I wasn't getting the help, and, you know, can't blame my professor because he needs that break, but mm-hmm. The school is not open. There's no other professors that I know. There's no other, you know, resource that I could really go to ask this question. Like if the college was open, or if there was a tutor that was working remotely or whatever, like I could get some answers that I needed, but I had no help that week, and I just had to mm-hmm. kind of hand in an assignment late and wait until my professor mm-hmm. was back and return to get those answers. So I totally get where you're coming from.
Yeah, and like you were saying, you can't blame the teachers or staff or the professor, like you were saying.
Right.
Because, like, you know, it's not their fault they have to respond to 100 messages about
mm-hmm.
help. And, like, normally how it goes is you ask a question, they answer it, and you have a tiny bit of a sub-question after that, and they
right.
answer it, and it's fine.
Right.
So that question that could have taken 10 seconds to get a response from, or 20 seconds, will probably take 2 minutes for them to type out and explain. And,
yeah.
you know, it's just so much you have to take into account.
Take into account, exactly. So also, is there any way, like, I guess getting these groups together and everything like that, maybe you guys, like, in the student sense, can, like, learn how to advocate for each other and advocate for yourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even the teachers, you know, because you guys share a lot of the same stresses. You know I do. Like, I am in college and you're still in high school, and I identify with a lot of what you're going through
mm-hmm.
through this whole remote learning. So what examples do you think, like, you would want to bring up to maybe the teachers or to the school board or the administrators? Or, like, what do you think you guys need?
Well, one, we need a bigger student voice,
mm-hmm.
because not enough students are, like, I know a lot of students who are very passionate about this stuff, and like they want change and they have complaints, but they don't want to speak up about it.
Mm-hmm.
So we need a bigger student voice. I feel like now I could fit that role. I could, like, advocate for my fellow students, and they could come up along and help me with that as well. Like, I had this thought, like, not only do schools need more funding, but they could probably set aside some of the funds for student needs, like what the students want, like realistically.
Yeah.
Because they're the one that have to experience what's going on now, not the state who's deciding these things for them.
Mm-hmm.
The students are actually in there experiencing those experiences.
Right.
And the state, what do they know? They're like a bunch of 50-year-olds who graduated 30-something years ago. Things have changed.
Right. Times have definitely changed. Mm-hmm. And I think we talked about this a little bit earlier. You know, this is a really good opportunity for the world to take to change the school system a bit in general. Like remote learning, you know, it could be a positive. It could be a real positive, and maybe less focusing on the test taking and the regents and state exams. And we really focus on real life skills. Like there's a lot of things changing with COVID and all that stuff. And I feel like it's a real opportunity to teach students a lot of things that they need to know in this state of a global pandemic. Yeah, you know definitely. What I mean? So that's definitely something to, you know, to advocate for. And you could, like, we could think about and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So in your opinion, what would you consider the school system right now, like, as it is?
I think it's very toxic. The grading system, for one, is very toxic. Plenty of students, including myself, when we receive a bad grade for something, we felt very, like, discouraged, mm-hmm. unmotivated. Some might feel like they're like not as smart as other people because that person got 100 but they got a 80 or a 50.
Right.
In English, for example, I feel like English grades are very biased and very based off of opinions.
Mm.
Like, of course, there's like a difference between I guess it's all about interpretation. Mm-hmm. If your interpretation doesn't meet your English teacher's interpretation or close, they'll grade it off their opinions.
Right.
And that's what I've experienced.
Right.
And it's just not right. Like, it's not.
I agree.
Like, I don't know. I don't know what they could change about that, but something needs to change.
Mm-hmm. So did you, do you have any, like, statistics, or did you, like, look anything up regarding these exact, like, issues in the schools? Because I personally haven't done anything, so I was just curious.
Mm-hmm. About the online?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, a New York Times article stated that teachers at some schools across the country report that fewer than half of their students are participating in online learning.
Mm.
When more students than ever are missing classes, not logging on, not checking in, or completing assignments.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, it makes sense. I'm not going to lie. I'm definitely guilty of that.
Yeah, me too.
More often than not, I'd hate to admit it, but
I mean, like, it's such a big change. Like, what do you expect?
It is.
Such a big change.
And it's so incredibly hard to hold yourself accountable. Mm. Like, I think that's probably the biggest thing. Like, you're asking a bunch of kids. That's it. You're kids, and you're asking them to hold themselves accountable to so much. Like, no kid wants to wake up really at 8 a.m. and be like, yeah, let's go to school. Like, definitely, you know, they have to.
Yeah.
But especially with the remote learning, like those kids that can stay home by themselves and their parents are at work and things like that, like, you think they're just going to, like, willingly up and do it.
Yeah,
it's not that easy. It's really not.
Especially when they're so used to being in an environment where someone's on their back constantly, like teachers, for example.
Right.
And they switch to, like, that not being a thing.
Like, I remember my teacher, if I wasn't paying attention, he would just, like, break a piece of chalk and, like, chuck it. Like, that's what he did. He wouldn't actually hit us, but, like, catch your attention, you know? Like, that's the thing. Like, that's your teacher holding you accountable and keeping you active and paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
Now, your teacher can do that virtually, but not if you're not actually logged on. Like, you need to make that first step, and I feel like it's hard for those students to make that first step because a lot of the excitement of going to school is seeing your friends, seeing your peers, you know, gym class, things like that, the sports, the extracurriculars. Mm-hmm. Like, that's the reward with school a lot of the times. It's not always just the education because sometimes they're not getting the greatest education.
Yeah.
So That's definitely hard. I totally agree with that, like, that fact.
On top of that, there's, like, so much stuff you have to worry about at home. Like, I remember when I was doing summer school, I had a lot of stuff to worry about at home, like feeding my dog and stuff, for example, and, like, cleaning and stuff. And I forgot to charge my phone. It was, like, on 12%.
Oh, wow.
So I went online, and she's like, oh, well, make sure it's charged next time. But if it dies, then I have to take away some credit and stuff like that.
Oh, wow.
I'm like, all right, whatever.
That's crazy. Yeah. And I know how committed you were to it, because I know we did a clubhouse activity, mm-hmm. what, 2 weeks ago. We were at a farm, and poor Devin was sitting there doing his online schooling, like making sure he doesn't lose service. Cause, mm-hmm. And now, you know, and I didn't really get the anxiety then, because I didn't realize how serious it was. Like, mm-hmm. if you drop out of that class because your service drops, like, it's it. And, yeah. you know, it's not even your fault. You just... Mm-hmm. or don't get credit for that class yeah. that day. That's
an unfortunate circumstance happened.
That is so insane. That's insane. And you yeah. were at work. Like, Clubhouse yeah. was work.
And I only had, like, another day to be, like, late or whatever. So I'm like, I'm not even going to try to go to work that day anymore.
Right. Stay that's home. That's crazy. And, yeah. you know, you have to completely turn your life around because you're not sure you're going to have service that day. Like, that's yeah. crazy.
I was so, like, nervous about it and worried. It was to the point where I would, like, I had the class at 1. It was at a point I set my alarm for 12:05, 12:15 to make sure I don't miss the class at 1. Like, keep making those 5-minute increments mm-hmm. so I know like, it's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, yeah.
So yeah, that was stressful. There's a lot of anxiety there. And do you feel like, you know, in the sense of mental health, do you think your mental health has really, like, changed in a negative or positive way since all of this happened? Or
it was more stressful than school. I will say that mm-hmm. the stress was a lot. It kind of shimmered down. I do feel like I've matured over the quarantine because I've had time to think to myself
right.
and self-reflection and making myself a better person, finding myself.
Right.
Like, I've made some drastic changes to myself over these past 2 months. Mm-hmm. Like, I started doing what I want to do and stuff like that. But we're going to have to wrap up the segment, unfortunately, but you can catch us next week. We'll be mm-hmm. doing more. We'll see you next week.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
Sean, what up, man?
Yeah.
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 Oh,
yes.
Couple riders with them llamas. If you pick a bone with me, put my feet up on designer. Got Balenci on the feet. My mama said a couple prayers keep them demons off me.
Cause I know I'm out here blessed. I got too many reasons on me. Yeah, niggas done tried and niggas done died. Too many believers around me. Yeah, I know my enemies meeting up, double teaming on me.
Now you know nobody tried to ever got pieces off me. In the cookies, until every dying, don't get your seizure on me. Defer goof to move the product in the old school.
Thumbing through paper from last year, but it's not old news.
My sack of pussy got me shopping up at Whole Foods.
These cougars like a young nigga supposed to.
I got your whip up on the mattress while I'm flying no tea. I'm sick and tired of all of y'all.
From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Sarah Tapton is reporting for Columbia Green Media. Greene County lawmakers have honored the County Public Health Department with the 2020 Chairman's Award, acknowledging the department's work on the COVID-19 pandemic. According to Legislature Chairman Patrick Linger's declaration, the County Public Health Department staff has worked 7 days a week to monitor and protect the health of the community since a state of emergency was declared in March. Linger said, and I quote, "The department staff has been working to ensure that all COVID-19 testing is appropriately reported, positive cases are isolated, and individuals who have been exposed to the virus and or are traveling from states identified as high risk are quarantined and monitored," end quote. The chairman said public health employees have embraced the work with dedication and excellence. According to the declaration, the department has administered more than 960 tests countywide at clinics in Catskill, Coxsackie, Cairo, Greenville, Windham, and outside of the county office building in Catskill. The legislature in June approved a resolution that would allow management staff to be eligible for catastrophic incident pay during the state of emergency. Linger said this week the county is tracking the number of hours worked and materials purchased for pandemic-related reasons, hoping the cost will be reimbursed by FEMA. Linger did not have an estimate for what the overtime cost the county. The public health department continues to maintain a 7-day-a-week schedule, but the hours are staggered now, Linger said. You can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Melanie Lekosevic is reporting for Capital Region Independent Media. Several residents in the hamlet of Coymans have written letters to the Coymans Town Board expressing their displeasure over their neighbors raising chickens. according to a letter received from a Westerlo Street family, and I quote, "Recently our neighbors acquired one rooster and one hen, which are being kept in a fenced-in dog pen with a makeshift cardboard box that is being utilized as a chicken coop. Upon further discussion with the family, we were advised that they have approximately 28 more hens that they are raising inside their home that are currently too young to be kept in the outside pen," end quote. The family has multiple concerns, including the possibility of attracting predators and rats, as well as the presence of a disruptive rooster. Town Supervisor George McHugh read the letter aloud during a recent public meeting to start the discussion. The second letter complained of similar issues with another home in the hamlet. Town Board Member Kenneth Burns said he raises chickens on his property, but he has 46 acres of land. He said, and I quote, "When you're living in the hamlet and you are living so close to houses, I hate to tell anybody that they can't have chickens. If you have four chickens, you get enough eggs from four chickens to supply a family of five easily. But you need an appropriate pen," end quote. The town board did not take any action on the issue this month, and there was no indication, if any, is forthcoming. You can read the full story at Ravenna News Herald. Bethany Bump is reporting for the Times Union. The Best Buy at Cross Gates Mall in Gilderland has closed, but the company has not explained why. Shoppers reported the store was closed on August 27th. A recorded message that plays when you call the store confirms the closure but says nothing about a reopening date. "Due to circumstances out of our control, our store is currently closed," end quote. The retailer's website said it would be shuttered through Sunday. The company's corporate office did not immediately respond when it was contacted, nor did a spokesperson for the mall. We have an update. Rick Carlin is reporting for the Times Union. The company has confirmed the Cross Gates Best Buy will reopen on Monday morning. While Best Buy has not explained the abrupt closure, an Albany County official said there was a positive coronavirus case at the store. A company spokesperson said, and I quote, "Customers can still pick up online orders at the door, and we are, of course, ready to serve you on BestBuy.com or on the Best Buy app," end quote. Has its own entrance and exit to the outside parking lot. Cross Gates was closed from March to mid-July during the pandemic. And you can read more about this story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.
Yeah. Welcome back to the Clubhouse Radio live from Catskill Youth Clubhouse on 90.7 FM WGXC, broadcasting at Catskill Hudson. I'm DJ Walter White, and I'm in the building with...
Up next project. Shoot. Imani. Kitty.
Hey. And we here on our segment of Rap Radar, and today we are covering the rapper, the most Illmatic classical rapper. You know, he's been doing this since he was 19 years old. Mm-hmm. Got to give him a proper introduction. Yep. Y'all know him as Nasty Nas. His name is Nas, and we're going to talk about the new album, King's Disease, which dropped, I want to say, about 3 or 4 days ago. And we're gonna share our views on the album, and we're gonna play songs from the album. We all picked our favorite songs, and we want y'all to know that this album right here is saying something, teaching something, and giving back. I love this album. This is a good album.
It's a very good album.
It's a fact. So hold on. Don't hold on. We're gonna get into it. Let me cover why I'm even saying this. First of all, I want to talk about the title of the album, King's Disease, which is and also the album art, which is dope too. It's a picture of some little boys on the album, a crown on the chair, and the little boy's grabbing the crown, and that's representing he's getting ready to pick up the crown, and that's saying like, are you ready for this? Is this the life you want? And you know what King's Disease is? That's high mercury level. You could get gout. That's from doing anything too much, doing too much rich things. You don't have to be rich to get it. Talk about it on an album. It's crazy. My favorite song is right now is Ultra Black. That was the first single off the joint. And I like that joint a lot because, you know, it's saying a lot for the black people out here. And it's just crazy. It's a crazy song produced by Hit-Boy. I think he might have did the whole album. But, yeah, let's get into the Ultra Black joint.
My pants poster said, we going ultra. Yeah, we going ultra black. I got a toast to that. We don't fold the. We going. Occasion we rose to that. Going postal. We going ultra black. Watching the global change. Hopping the coldest range. Hit boy on the beat. Bitch, poster slap. We going ultra black. We going. We going. Rhythm and blues, pop, rock, soul to jazz, to my toes attack. How I look being told, I'm not supposed to brag. Nobody fault, I tell the truth, I know it's facts. We ultra black, gray stone, skin tone, but multi that. Multiple colors, we coming all shades, mocha black. Except where I'm at and not fight me on it. Emotional stares like I might be wanted. Pitch black like the night, I'm ultra black. Sand for the sun, reruns, jokes are black. Oh yes, God bless success. We going ultra black, like the S is fast. Talk with a mask on, the freshest breath. African black soap, caress the flesh. Super fly the Mac, sitting fly in the lac. Take a boat on the water, history talks with my daughter. My son'll be my resurrection. Constantly learning lessons. I never die, you get the message. I hope you be better than I. Life's precious, two-stepping. Sometimes I'm over black, even my clothes are black. Cash money with the white tee and the soldier rag. We going ultra black, unapologetically black. The opposite of Doja Cat, Michael Black's in black. We going ultra black, I got a toast to that. We don't fold it. Occasion we rose to that, going postal. We going ultra black, watching the global change. Hopping the coldest range, hit boy on the beat. This poster slap, we going ultra black. We going. We going ultra black, Raiders Oakland hat, I smoke to that. Pre-rolls and yet, what's the results to that? See notes and bags, she knows I'm classy like I'm Billy D. Williams. Go ultra black, Isaac Kennedy films, Penitentiary 2. Black like out in the loop, black don't crack, it's like the fountain of youth. The coach is black, like Iman, she beautiful, going ultra black. To Africa, you say go back, I stay pro-black, my Amex black. Black like cornrows, afros, black like cat, black ball from the Super Bowl. College, hollow notes, I can't go for that. Motown, Museum, Detroit, I'm ultra black. This for New York and all the map. No matter your race, to me, we all are black. We going ultra black, I got a toast to that. We don't fold the. We don't fold. Occasion we rose to that, going postal. We going ultra black, watching the global change. Hopping the coldest range, hit boy on the beat, this poster slap. We going ultra black.
Black is beautiful. Black is beautiful.
Yo, yo. Yeah, that was that new Nas off King Disease. Ultra Black. That was my top pick for Rap Radar. I'm going to pass it off to Kitty and let her tell you her favorite joint.
Yo. Yeah, next up is Car 85 by Nas and his new album, King Disease. And I really love this song because, I feel like that song is very personal for me. Like, I don't know. I just remember back when I lived in the city, I was, like, very, like, I don't know. I don't even know how to describe it. But I would take a lot of trains and taxis and buses and stuff. And I remember those times where I'd be, like, riding. And, like, it would be all chill. My life would be, like, all, like, chaotic and stuff. But, like, I don't know. That one moment was just real chill. And I feel like this song kind of goes into that, how your life could be chaotic and stuff. But then still have those chill moments where you're just like, yeah, I'm, like, riding on this. Like, you know, just riding those cool moments and then going back into life. I feel like it's very in and out. When I lived in the city, like, it was very, I don't know, it was very chaotic. But it was very... I don't know, it was chill for some reason. It feels nostalgic. I think that's why I like the song so much. Mm. But yeah, you can play it and you'll see what I mean.
Big Queens. NYC. Uh.
call me Babyface in 88. Her 40th and Broadway, they made me stay and wait. Cab service, car 85. 10 minutes, they back in the car. Not safe to drive, narcos are looking. No secret, compartments in the ride, so keep pushing. We get stopped, hiding between the seat cushions. Either that or just tuck it inside your boot. Don't throw it out the window yet, son, that's all I loot. See, they turn, it wasn't after us. My with me laughing, he clutching his gold Lazarus. Made it home and he bagging up.
What up?
I'm just a little smoker fried. I'm just trying to figure out who to be.
Nas.
Horse and doula touching paper.
Uh-huh.
Plus, Spud and Wall ahead, a lot of bread. And I was talking to Tia. I went to her block. I was just happy to see her. And Lois, how she did me. She moved from Queens to Co-op City. She said, visit me, that's if you really miss me.
I did.
Show proof, 10 outside her building. That's what I go through. 1989, my baby mind was advancing. Nike Air Trainer 3s, two fingers on the hand, son. I'm losing her slowly. Plus my other girl is starting to move on the homie. Hopping 85, roll with me. When I used to slide, I used to call car 85. Don't want no other driver on the job. Nah, only car 85. It'll take me a time to the smoke shop I like. Car 85. All blacked out tint. Everywhere we went, we took car 85. We gon' ride. Put that tape on I like. You know that tape I like. Turn that shit up. We gon' smoke and ride. Go to Times Square. We take it from there. Just ride. It's Friday. It would have been a good night to pick up Shorty, but she on some other. In my peripheral view, nothing trivial about me. Just witness the truth from certified. That's been verified. My mere presence got other guys terrified. Slap oxygen out your esophagus. I survived when stick up kids was dropping. The rotten apples, the tabernacle. That's why. White castles at midnight. Fish sandwiches, 40 ounces and fist fights. They even use car 85 to pull robberies. Use them as a getaway car and pay them properly. Next year the whole town strung out. Swept the block where they hung out. Look how far we come now. Amen. Grab the duffel and run out. Seven fiends in one house. Hustle sun up to sundown. What up? Summertime in NY. In the back seat of car 85. The whole hood was trying to call car 85. Any car like that, any number that had that system or that cool ride, you know, that make your whole day. Just being able to get up and go. To this day, I just like to ride.
Yeah.
A lot of thoughts come to mind.
It's your boy DJ Walter White, 90.7 FM WGXC. That's Nas, car 85. That was Kitty's pick of the day on Rap Radar.
Yeah, I wanted to talk a little more about it because I listened to it now. I was like, oh my God, I'm catching on the thing. I feel like he was talking about like a constant in his life. You know how Car 85, it used to hook the hood up and stuff, you know, so they could really like have somewhere to go. Like, I don't know. I feel like everybody has that one person in the hood that everybody's cool with. I don't know. I feel like that's just a thing that happens a lot.
Yeah, I feel you. That joint was way me, though. It's very was, nostalgic. I agree
right?
with you on
it's
that.
It's so nostalgic to me. It gives me summer vibes, like just cool summer vibes.
Facts.
Like that's, when you're younger and whatever, you know.
Yeah, you got an old soul. I say that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so we about to let Monty get into it and tell y'all her top, her Rap Radar, Nas, King's Disease pick.
All right, so I chose this song because I really like the fact that he talks about how women don't really need men in the sense of becoming successful and having a lot of power. He really talks about how women and independent women especially and single mothers, how he really looks up to them. And like when things come up like that, that women should just, and men should just hold their head up and really deal with it. He talks about how he really came from small beginnings and now he's like becoming like really big. Like since he was younger, he's been growing, but he really came up from small things just like us. Like, and how laws are made to just diminish us, to slaughter us, and how you really should just depend on yourself. So that's really why I like this song.
You know I love you different. My queen, my mother, sister. Protect you with my life. Let's deconstruct the myth. You just depressed the bitter. Only good for sexing with ya. Let's dismantle that. It's a man you lack. You don't need us, you can handle that. Let's see where the black family at. We need each other. With bad tempers, we defeat each other. Single mothers, my heart's bleeding for you. It's coward men that were beating on you.
Never me.
Let's silence them with a silencer. For the violence of relationships. Hold your head up, don't take that. Run away from it. I should have ran away myself. The amount of pain I was dealt. And I'm a man, my job is to help. Single parent home came up, now the man is grown. Mom's going pops here, wish God reversed the roles.
Sometimes,
if I could have chose subsidized housing. Sometimes witnessing the most foulest things would arouse us. We became numb like pure cane on the tongue. To the pains from economical strains. Diabolical gangs put on our future kings and our future queens. Y'all the strongest ones.
Yeah.
May God give strength to women who lost their sons. I give all I have to the wars won. None without our women. I give all I have to the wars won. Yeah. I give all I have. 2020 flows, everything getting exposed. Who really the bros? Who really is goals? Who ready to let it go? All the grudges we hold. It's too many fallen soldiers and why to the go? Late night outside, you hear the 40 drum. In every ghetto and all the slums. These laws made to slaughter us. I give all I have to the wars won.
I was 7 and my mama crib, she ain't know about it. Complaining about my ring, but I know my mama got me. She told me to be a man and never see through problems. University of the streets ain't plan on going to college. Why you cry about low income and welfare? You ain't the only one going through it, this ain't well. Better hold your head, I know it don't feel fair. Reason my people dead and they know I still care. Depending on the people, then you gotta do better. Black lives matter, I'm for real, it do matter. Black on black crime, they still do it to whoever. Talking to the trenches, we just gotta do better. He think he Martin Luther, but he tryna be a shooter. Got his car, took you ride with guns in the Uber. I'm talking where we from, we carry Macs but no computers. He got out yesterday, but he went in when he was juvie.
Shatter. Diabolical gangs put on our future kings and our future queens. Y'all the strongest ones. May God give strength to women who lost their sons. I give all I have to the wars won. She do the best to raise her young.
Oh, she independent. And she don't depend on no one.
Nothing without our women.
Oh, she independent. Went from a girl to a mama.
One love to the single mothers. I give all I have to the wars won. To the wars won, we gotta stick together.
We back with Rap Radar. That was Nine to the Wars One featuring Lil Durk. It's your boy, DJ Walter White, 90.7 FM WGXC. That was Imani's pick for the day on Rap Radar. Next project.
Okay, so we're about to listen to Spicy by Nas. Now, the reason why I like the song is because I found it interesting to mix old school and new school together. And he's really like a legend, so... It was something like, wow, like, I've seen, he brung out, like, a different side of new school rappers that we just haven't seen yet.
Facts.
So,
facts.
This was like, okay, I was like, okay, now it's like.
He made them step they pin up.
Yeah, because before, it was like, you know, But now it's like, oh, shoot, okay.
I know
he
can do all that.
Wait.
All right, yo, let's get into it. This Spicy featuring Fabio Foreign and ASAP Ferg on the Nas King's Disease joint, Rap Radar.
Boss, your lordship, talking yachts and some more. I used to run the block, now I'm corporate. Hopping out, you know it's sun when the doors lift. Whole squad hide the burners. Mets hat in the sky like Bobby Smurder. They watch me like the chip, courtside at the Rucker. Flow only getting tougher, she begging me to cuff her. Brooklyn sweet chick, waffles with raspberry butter. Wear a mink at the roller rink, middle of the summer.